This is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seward in Wausau. Over the past several months in Wausau, anti-Semitic leaflets have cropped up in neighborhoods throughout the community, most recently in May on the city's southeast side. These incidents mirror national trends. The Anti-Defamation League's most recent report shows anti-Semitic incidents have skyrocketed since October. Wausau's Mount Sinai congregation serves the Jewish population in Marshfield, Stevens Point, Minocqua, and other central Wisconsin communities. There, synagogue leaders are exploring ways to keep their congregation safe and keep hate at bay. Ed Miller worked for nearly 50 years as a professor of political science at UW-Stevens Point. He's also a member of the Mount Sinai congregation and joins us now. Welcome. It's good to see you.
Good morning.
So, Ed, tell me, what has the reaction been by members of your congregation to these leaflets being distributed throughout the Wausau area in the recent months?
I think there's been great concern about this. I mean, the Jewish population in Wausau and in central Wisconsin is relatively small. It's a small group, and to see this hate being spewed out in not only in Wausau, but also in a couple of other communities, most notably Marshfield, is a great concern. So it's a concern that this is occurring, and there's also a concern for safety.
What kinds of conversations are you hearing in your congregation about safety and how to protect members?
Well, they're concerned about safety and the extent to which we would need private security guards. And in addition to that, so-called changes to the building itself to make it safer. And some of that was done before the recent incidents, but there had been prior incidents. And so you cannot get into the building like you used to, you know, and the old days, you know, anybody, we welcomed anybody, and not only Jewish people, but other people who wanted to see the synagogue and the like. And now to get in, you need a fob to be able to get in, or if you don't have that, you can ring the secretary if the secretary is there, and there's cameras and the like. In addition to the building, there's been discussions with the police, both in Wausau and the county police, the Marathon County Sheriff. And they have both been involved very heavily. In addition to that, the FBI, you know, has been involved and relaying information to particularly the sheriff's office, anything they hear about, you know, concerns about problems that could occur, because they, you know, they do check social media and the like. And so they're in connection there. Anyway, so it's been a problem and a great concern of the congregation. And we have been, as I said, in contact with not only the police, who patrol more frequently, as well as other national organizations.
So you're doing some proactive measures to keep your congregation safe in the building. What about your personal safety? What do you feel about that?
Well, I guess some people have concerns about this in particular. So some people are not putting up menorahs, you know, on Hanukkah, like they may at one time. Maybe they put it in their window or something like that. And that's essentially what some people are doing. They don't want to make it clear. Well, in previous times, that was a good thing, and it was an interaction with the community, and there was a lot of interaction between Mount Sinai and the churches, for example, in Wausau, particularly with their former rabbi, who was there, you know, a long time.
I'm curious, as a former professor and as a Jewish person, how do you feel about the pro-Palestinian protests in communities and on college campuses throughout the country and right here in central Wisconsin?
Yeah, well, that gets very complicated. Quite clearly, Jewish people, if the focus is there, have different opinions on the situation. I mean, many of them do not like what Israel is doing in Gaza. They may like the country, you know, and think the country should exist. But they may not like what is going on in Gaza. They may not like the current government. You know, to support what Israel is now doing does not equate with being Jewish in this country, because there's, you know, all kinds of views.
I realize this is a complicated question, but if we step back for a broader view, how much does what's happening today have to do with what happened many, many years ago?
Well, there is obviously anti-Semitism goes back, you know, centuries, and it came to a head, I guess you would say, with the Holocaust in Germany. And following the Holocaust, there was actually a decline in anti-Semitism. So if you look at some of the surveys that have been done, anti-Semitism actually has declined. But beginning really in the Trump administration, we see the rise of anti-Semitism, you know, because there's a support for the Christian nationalists. And we see this in, you know, that march in Virginia and the like, you know, that Jews would not replace us, you know, that kind of thing. That occurred before anything occurred in the most recent Israel-Hamas situation. Now, in terms of the colleges and universities and marches, there's some anti-Semitism there, has been pointed out. A lot of it is against the war and the situation in Gaza, and they may not be anti-Semitic. But the main conflict really is of the West Bank, where there's the settlements that have occurred, because that was captured. And the question is, should they give it back? Some people think they should, and that's the two-state solution. Or some people think, no, it's a religious, you know, many of the cities there have religious significance, and that's a particular concern and problem. So when you deal with the problem of the Middle East situation, it's a very complicated problem. It's not easy.
UWSP Professor Emeritus Ed Miller, member of the Mount Sinai Congregation in Wausau, thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to be with you.
If you have an idea about something in Central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seewert from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.